The state's General Assembly approved $4 billion in tax cuts last year, but Governor Glenn Youngkin says there's room for more.
Virginia outperformed in fiscal year 2023, and the recession that we had prepared for didn't happen.
The governor and Republicans have been pushing to cut the top individual tax rate by another $1 billion this year, with reductions for corporations and big business.
To reduce the cost of living, we must provide substantial tax relief.
That policy has been criticized by Democrats and others who want more funding for schools and other entities. The compromise lawmakers say is imminent does not include permanent tax cuts the governor wants, but rather one-time tax rebates. Matt Koufax, WTOP News.